Well, as the world struggles with rising amounts of plastic waste and how to handle it, a new study paints a disturbing picture of what's left behind in our oceans. The CSIRO has published an estimate of the amount of commercial fishing gear that's abandoned or lost in global waters every year. The numbers are high, and marine experts say more needs to be done, as Thomas Ariti reports.
It's called ghost gear. Nets, pots, traps and fishing lines floating in the world's oceans. And according to a new report, there's a lot of it.
The study provides the first ever global estimates for fishing gear losses that end up in the world's oceans as marine pollution.
Kelsey Richardson from the CSIRO's marine debris team led the study, which analysed more than 40 years of research into ocean waste.
And this data spanned 32 different countries across most of the world's oceans and seas to inform these estimates.
It's found that around the world, 29% of all fishing lines are lost or discarded into our oceans each year. 6% of all fishing nets and 9% of traps aren't recovered either. With reporting regimes different depending on where you are, Kelsey Richardson says the numbers could actually be much higher. And considering fishing gear can take hundreds of years to break down, she warns the consequences are severe.
Fishing gear can entangle animals. Animals can actually ingest the fishing gear in many cases. This gear can end up fouling fragile marine ecosystems and habitats.
So why is this gear left behind? Associate Professor Quentin Hannock is with the Australian National Centre for Ocean Resources and Security.
Some of that gear is 100 kilometres long, like a long line. Some of that gear will be drifting types of gear that they'll simply set and leave. But obviously you're going to end up with lost gear. And more concerningly, sometimes you'll also end up with gear where the operator decides that it's not worth the fuel cost to go and retrieve that gear.
The study hasn't broken the data down to specific parts of the world, but Quentin Hannock says Australia is one of the better regulated countries. The problem is not every ship is accountable to those standards.
The reality, of course, is that we have a whole bunch of international fisheries occurring right around our EEZ boundaries. So, for example, up in the north, we'll have a number of fishing operations by other countries, and we'll see, you know, continual problems with ghost fishing nets washing up in Arnhem Land, the Gulf of Carpentaria, Cape York and the Kimberley.
Seafood Industry Australia says it's working to address the problem. CEO Jane Lovell.
Australia's actually taking quite a leading role globally. So there's a thing called the Global Ghost Gear Initiative, which Austral, one of our leading companies, and the Northern Prawn Fishery are really active in. And they have actually helped to create a framework which is now being rolled out globally.
For Quentin Hannock, it's a critical issue.
Well, it's both an environmental risk, but it's also actually a legal risk. We have marine pollution treaties, we have fisheries conservation measures that actually prohibit exactly that type of activity. When you place fishing gear in the water, you are supposed to retrieve that fishing gear. And so long as you are actually intending to retrieve that fishing gear, then it doesn't trigger marine pollution requirements. But if there's no intent to retrieve that gear, then in effect, all you are doing is polluting the oceans, and you're polluting the oceans with plastics, and we all know now the problems with marine plastics.
The CSIRO says the aim of the study is to fill a critical knowledge gap by understanding where and why fishing gear is lost, and ultimately how to stop it from staying in the world's oceans.
Thomas Ariti reporting.